Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Purport. Because the people of this age are so fallen, they can simply chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Ki Jai. In this way, they can rid themselves of the bodily conception of life and become eligible to engage in the Lord's devotional service. One cannot engage in the devotional service of the Lord without being purified of all contamination. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Yesham twanta gattam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajanti mam dridavrataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Sometimes people are surprised to see young men and women taking so seriously to the Krishna consciousness movement. By giving up sinful activity, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, and strictly following the injunctions given by the spiritual master, they have become purified of all contamination. They can therefore fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. In this age of Kali, Hari Kirtan is very, very important. The importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord is stated in the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 12:3:51-52. Kaler dosha nidarajan asti yeko mahanguna kirtanareva krishnas mukta sanga param brajet. Krite yade yato vishnum traitayam yajato makkai. Dvapare paricharya yam kalauta dari kirtanat. The most important factor in this age of Kali, which is an ocean of faults, is that one can be free from all contamination and become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The self-realization that was achieved in the Satya millennium by meditation, in the Treta millennium by the performance of different sacrifices, and in the Dwarpa millennium by worship of Lord Krishna, can be achieved in the age of Kali simply by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militangena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama Eva Kevalam Kalau Nashteva 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 Gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way. No other way. No other way. Hare Krishna. What a powerful and wonderful verse given to us in the Chaitanya Charitamrita for our instruction. I'm sure everyone here is, again, well aware of this verse and its potency in helping us to understand that in the age of quarrel and confusion and hypocrisy that we live in, then really our only hope is to take shelter of the holy name. This is much easier said than done. Yes? Anyone has that experience? Starting to chant, and the first thing that seems to happen is the eyelids become very heavy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's like a lullaby sometimes to lull us into deep states of meditation. I've seen some very deep meditations during Japa period. I'm afraid to wake them. They must be in Goloka, purely dancing completely with Krishna because their bodies are completely lifeless here. Even some snoring noises sometimes coming. So it's not so easy to take shelter of the holy name in the way that we should. And as we know, the age that we live in is full of weapons of mass distraction. So the old iPhone, iPad, me and my pad, whatever we can do to distract ourselves, we'll still pull the beads, we'll still mutter the name, but will we really take shelter of the name? So anyway, there's so much that could be said just simply around this chanting, and to connect this verse with today, because today I've been asked to also speak about Snanyatra. Anyone here who doesn't know what Snanyatra is? Okay. Everyone here is familiar? Everyone has bathed Lord Jagannath before? Anyone who's never bathed Lord Jagannath before? Okay, so quite a few. Very good. So today you'll also get to bathe? No. Okay. Yes. Sorry. I don't want to be... Yes, it's a challenging year. At least we're having the festival, so this is what's positive. So who would like to hear something about Snanyatra? Anyone would like to? Okay. All right, so I guess an important thing to know is that this Snanyatra festival, which usually is an annual event, of course, I think first time in 50 years here in the UK that there wasn't a Rath Yatra last year or Snan Yatra festival. Otherwise, it's been happening every year here in the UK. But Snan Yatra goes all the way back to the installation of Lord Jagannath in Puri. So Snan Yatra was actually introduced by King Indrajumna, who was the personality who commissioned the carving of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. And of course, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, very special deities. We may be a little familiar with the story.